This is Shane Kapler. Thank you for joining me for this devotional marriage of the Rosary and the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Let us begin the joyful mysteries in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, share with us the faith, hope, and charity that you poured into the Blessed Virgin Mary's soul. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The first joyful mystery is the Annunciation. In Luke 1, verses 26 through 38, we read how the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary to announce Jesus' birth. Mary recognized herself as the Lord's handmaid, doule in Greek, meaning slave. St. Paul applied the term to Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. Philippians 2, verses 6 through 7. The slavery borne by Jesus and Mary was not one of exterior coercion, but love. They loved the Father so intensely that their deepest human desire was to be united to him. That love impelled them to embrace the divine will that the Son would become man to give his life upon the cross. It was through the eternal Spirit that Jesus offered himself to the Father, Hebrews 9, verse 14. It was the same Spirit who overshadowed Mary and empowered her to give her yes to the Incarnation. She participated in the yes of the Son, just as Jesus, "Not my will, but thine be done," in Gethsemane, led to his arms being stretched out on Calvary. So Mary's "let it be to me according to your word" caused her body and soul to be stretched as Christ grew within her. Mary was able to make this complete gift of herself because she'd been prepared for it since her conception. Gabriel addressed her as Keratomene, the one who has been and is now completely filled with God's grace. Jesus was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, and by the merits of his sorrowful passion, Mary was preserved free from the stain of original sin. In God's tremendous mercy, she was saved by Christ in the most complete manner possible. Holy Spirit, please allow us to penetrate the mystery of the Annunciation more deeply as we meditate upon it in this decade of the Rosary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. Dear Jesus, standing with your mother at the foot of your cross, and filled with your Spirit, we pray, Father, remove any barriers we've erected to the operation of grace in our lives. Let your Holy Spirit overshadow us and form Christ in the womb of our hearts. Give us the grace to embrace your will with every fiber of our being. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy upon us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy upon us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy upon us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. The second joyful mystery is the Visitation. In Luke 1, verses 39 through 56, we read of Mary's visit to Elizabeth, pregnant with John the Baptist. Elizabeth lived in the hill country of Judea, on the outskirts of Jerusalem. Did Mary's travel take her within view of any of the criminals crucified outside Jerusalem's walls? How close did she pass on that visit to Golgotha? From within Mary's womb, Jesus bestows the Holy Spirit upon John and his mother. Like David before the Ark of God, John leaps in the presence of Mary and Jesus. Both children would give their lives, Jesus in propitiation for our sins, and John for calling the powers that be to honor God's vision of marriage. When Elizabeth blesses Mary, Mary directs the praise to the God who lavished his grace upon her. In her song of praise, her Magnificat, she speaks words that make our hearts leap. His mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. God's mercy is offered freely, but it is not cheap. We were ransomed, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. 1 Peter 1, verses 18 through 19. We no longer belong to ourselves, but, like Mary, to God. And we have a duty to honor his presence within us by living lives of holiness. Mary's Magnificat also speaks to us of the perfect union between God's mercy and his justice. The Father disciplines us so that we can give birth to Jesus in our lives. He pulls the mighty off their thrones so that they can become the humble, whom he will later exalt. He sends the rich away empty so that they will return hungry for the bread of life. Holy Spirit, please allow us to penetrate the mystery of the visitation more deeply as we meditate upon it in this decade of the Rosary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. Dear Jesus, standing with your mother at the foot of your cross, and filled with your Spirit, we pray, Father, give us the grace to recognize your fatherly discipline for the mercy that it truly is. Fill us anew with your Spirit so that, united with Mary in the mystical body of your Son, we may carry Jesus to our family, friends, and co-workers. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. The third joyful mystery is the Nativity. In Luke 2, verses 1 through 20, we read of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem and the angels' proclamation to the shepherds. The Nativity draws our attention to the symmetry of God's redemptive plan. Mary gives birth to Jesus in Bethlehem, house of bread in Hebrew, and lays him in a manger, a feeding trough for animals. It prefigures the Eucharist, the memorial of his paschal mystery. The cave of the Nativity points ahead to the cave in which Jesus will be buried and raised. The angels tell the shepherds, "This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Luke 2, verse 12. Decades later, the Apostle John will gaze into Christ's tomb and, seeing the linen cloths lying there by themselves, come to faith in the resurrection. John 20, verses 4 through 9. For both John and the shepherds, the wrappings act as a sign. For the shepherds, it was Jesus' presence in the bands, but for John, his absence. At Christ's birth, the angelic host proclaims, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he's pleased." That peace was fully bestowed after our Lord's passion on the evening of the resurrection, when he says to the apostles, "Peace be with you." Now, if we should lose that peace through grave sin, Christ gave the apostles the sacrament of reconciliation to restore it to us. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." John 20, verses 21 through 23. Holy Spirit, please allow us to penetrate the mystery of the Nativity more deeply as we meditate upon it in this decade of the Rosary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. Jesus, standing with your mother at the foot of your cross, and filled with your Spirit, we pray, Father, we ask your mercy for all those who have not yet come to faith. Let them see in Christ's cross the ultimate sign of your love. For those who believe, but keep their distance from you because of sin, we ask the grace to receive your mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. The fourth joyful mystery is the presentation. In Luke 2, verses 22 through 38, we read of the newborn Jesus' first visit to the temple. The elderly Simeon and Anna recognize him as their long-awaited Messiah. There in the arms of his mother, Simeon sees the small face he's waited a lifetime to gaze upon. Simeon embraces the child, and his heart erupts with joy as he praises God for the salvation that Christ will bring, not to just to Israel, but the world. Simeon's face turns grave, though, as his soul begins to perceive the manner in which Jesus will achieve our salvation. Looking from Jesus' small face to Mary's, Simeon knows that the passion of the Son will be the passion of the Mother. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. Luke 2, verse 35. Mary is called to renew her yes to God's will. As Simeon places Jesus back into the arms of his mother, we glimpse the Pietà. Decades later, the Holy Spirit inspired St. Paul to write to the Colossians, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. Colossians 1:24. Paul suffered because of his union with Christ, but the Lord Jesus made that suffering fruitful for Paul's soul as well as the souls of countless others. And if that was true of Paul, then how much more so of Mary? No one was united to Jesus more profoundly, suffered more deeply, or has been more spiritually fruitful than our Blessed Mother. Holy Spirit, allow us to penetrate the mystery of the presentation more deeply, as we meditate upon it in this decade of the Rosary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. Dear Jesus, standing with your mother at the foot of your cross, and filled with your Spirit, we pray, Father, like Jesus, we are signs of contradiction in this fallen world. We ask for the grace to persevere when persecuted. Please give us the grace to stand beside Mary, as Joseph did in the temple, and as John did on Good Friday, and share whatever portion of Jesus' passion you've allotted to us. Make our suffering redemptive, Lord. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. The fifth joyful mystery is the finding in the temple. In Luke 2, verses 41 through 51, we read how Jesus, at the age of 12, stayed behind, following his family's Passover pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Mary's heart pulsed with joy at the sight of her son, but only after she'd searched for him for 3 frantic, agonizing days. Any parent who's ever turned around in a store and experienced the rush of terror at not seeing his or her child can enter into Mary's pain. For her, though, it was but a foretaste of the 3 days when she would lose Jesus to the grave. Jesus expressed surprise that Mary and Joseph needed to search for him. "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" The Lord repeats that question to you and me. Whenever we feel lost or at a distance from God, Jesus reminds us that he is as close as the nearest parish church. He is fully present to us there in the tabernacle, body and blood, soul and divinity. He awaits us as a patient lover. May we share Mary's joy at finding him there. The gospel says that Jesus went home and was obedient to Mary and Joseph. He did so, ultimately, out of love for and obedience to the Father. Christ's obedience extended all the way to the cross, where he subjected himself to the judgment of Pontius Pilate. Whenever we submit to the authority of those that God has placed over us in the church, the Pope and bishops, we participate in the human obedience of Christ. We manifest the submission that God the Son made to a poor carpenter and a young maiden, and even to a weak-willed pagan governor, all out of obedience to his heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, allow us to penetrate the mystery of the finding in the temple more deeply as we meditate upon it in this decade of the Rosary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Dear Jesus, standing with your mother at the foot of your cross and filled with your Spirit, we pray, Father, give us a longing for Jesus in the Eucharist, a longing to sit in his Eucharistic presence, a longing to receive him into ourselves, and in doing so, give us the strength to fully submit ourselves to your will. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.